your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Paula T. Webb coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, March 30th, 2025. Can't believe it's 3 months into the new year already. Well, we've gotten some good work done here today and in the last couple months. So we're gonna keep rocking and rolling here and taking this material to higher and higher heights. All right, so we had a couple questions this past week. I know I've kind of mentioned previously that we are looking to partner with like-minded individuals and organizations to further our message as well as theirs. So if you are interested in becoming one of our certified partners, please feel free to call my office at 760-636-4290 or send me an email. Now, when you send the email or you call, be prepared to provide us with who you are, what you're doing currently in the industry related to our materials, you know, your company name, your website address, because if, you know, we don't know you guys, we can't work together. All right. So this is just business 101. Just be prepared to, you know, if you want to work together, let's get to know each other. Now, part of the certification program entails some testing on your part, which will be given by us, and that will be based on your knowledge of at least the Disciplined Trader and Trading in the Zone. Not necessarily our newer books, but at least those first two books. So they'll be kind of like a what do we used to call it in the finals in college. Yeah, so he'll be given the finals and, you know, to see how much you know the material. And then what we will require is to sit with you, whether it's screen share or meet in person, and see how you trade. And if you are providing advisory services to your clients, then we'd want to sit in on a session with your group and see how you present any of our materials you may already be using. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's a little more extensive than that, but just so you have an idea of where we're heading on this. The certification will last for 2 years. There is a fee of $25,000 once you're approved, and everything will have to require reciprocal links, information, you know, constant contact, that kind of thing. But we're looking forward to it. So we've got a couple people that are already certified and they're rocking and rolling. And this is how we intend on disseminating some of our new materials through private groups such as yourselves. So we're going to try and limit the piracy and still get the message out. And you could be the first ones on the block. So again, let me know if you have any interest in the certification program and we will get going on that. Okay, so I guess there's still a lot of misinformation out there on the internet about who I am. And I understand that. And let me explain to you why I finally figured out why there's confusion. First of all, when Mark Douglas and I began this project, I'll say, we had no idea what it was going to turn into. We thought we were just going to give a couple speeches to some brokerage firms and tell them, you know, that traders need a specific and unique mindset to achieve and sustain their trading goals. And of course, you know, it developed into much, much more the more we learned about ourselves through self-reflection and wrote it down, and the more we started sharing it. And this was, of course, decades ago. And this all was started, the field of trading psychology that Mark and I co-founded, this was started before there was ever even a concept of the internet. Now, yes, I am aging myself here, and I really don't want to do that, but it's really pertinent to this message. So the three videos of Mark that are incessantly pirated across the internet, unfortunately, the people who post this and repost it and share it, they seem to think that that's all there is. And so the people who are posting are actually doing a disservice to all of you traders that have benefited from those three workshops. Now, Mark and I did countless workshops at least once a month here in the U.S., whether at our headquarters in Chicago, where we were at the time, or in New York, Miami, L.A., I think we even did some in Atlanta. But once a month, we were hosting live workshops. And again, this was before the internet. This was before laptops. This was before cell phones did anything other than just receive calls. So there was no actionable way for anybody sitting in any of our workshops to record anything. You literally had to have a video camera and, you know, AV people there to record anything. So countless workshops of ours, our joint workshops, our workshops even that we did with Larry Pesavento, where we included live trading, none of those were recorded because it was before all the capabilities on the internet came about. Now, some of you are probably younger listening to this, and it's probably your mind may be blowing, thinking, what do you mean there was never an internet? Yeah, that's why there's still physical buildings, brick and mortar buildings that are called libraries, guys. That's why books are still published, okay? Because not everything on the internet is true or reliable or real. So anything you see on the internet, you're going to have to take with a grain of salt, including our videos, because some of these providers, as I've said previously, are now using AI to override our message with their own message, but it still kind of looks like Mark, but it's not. So you have to be really careful. So I wanted to clear that up, that I was and am the co-author of The Disciplined Trader. That was published in 1990. I own the copyright. We're coming out with the new edition. Like I said, I just heard from the publisher. They're going to print, I guess, early April. So that new edition will probably be out maybe in 4 to 6 weeks. I was the editor for Trading in the Zone. Larry Pesavento was also a big contributor to that book, because he and Mark were trading together at the time in Tucson. And at the end of the trading day, Mark would go write on the book, write about the book, and Larry would come in, and Mark would run a lot of that stuff by him before he brought it home to me to edit. And of course, our third book was originally called The Complete Trader, and that was published long before Mark passed away. Okay, that's another piece of misinformation. It was published long before he passed away, and I recently updated it. I never really liked that title, as I said before, and reformatted the book, and it is now called Keys to Power Profits. So, you know, I'm co-author on that book too. So, and that material was published in 2002. And then, you know, like I said, we just updated it last year. So my point being is, guys, you know, whatever you see on YouTube or wherever, Facebook, social media, those three workshops that have been pirated of Mark, that's like 3% of our materials. That's it. Like 3%. And again, those pirated videos were geared toward that audience. So you may not have any of those challenges that are addressed in those videos. Because all of our workshops, to whoever was going to attend, we had them write in their questions ahead of time, so we would gear it toward that group, every single workshop. So every single workshop, even though there's a lot of, you know, the main genre and theme is the same about thinking like a winner and becoming a warrior trader, there were questions to each workshop that were specific to that group. So there is no one workshop or set of workshops that's going to give you every single answers to every single answer to any of your questions, because that's just not the way it works when you're working with a group. Now, if you want specific answers to your questions, that's where the private coaching comes in. That's where the one-on-one workshop comes in. And I have to say, my one-on-one workshops are extremely popular because it's a lot easier to schedule with one person than a group. So you might want to, take advantage of that. So again, guys, I'm just letting you know, I've been around since the get-go, as they used to say. And the reason that you don't see the workshops of Mark and I or anybody else, like the one with Larry that we did for years with live trading, is because we didn't allow anybody to record anything. We were doing workshops with Larry up through the, I don't know, up to about 2010, long after the internet started taking off and the piracy started with those three workshops of Mark's. And we absolutely would not let anybody bring their computers in. And it was it. That was it. You got a manual and you took your notes by hand. And I have to tell you, we really rocked and rolled. We had really large groups and they were digging it big time because they were the select few traders that were getting our new material. So that's the other reason that we are talking about the certification program, because we don't want to hoard the material. We don't want to keep it from anybody. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get paid for doing my, doing all my work forward. I deserve that. And, I shouldn't even have to even say that, but, I am. So just keep in mind, if you seem to think you don't know anything about me, then call me up. Talk to me. Send me an email. Say, who the heck are you? I never heard of you. And if you never heard of me, that means you really don't know too much about Mark Douglas either. And that means you haven't visited our website because a lot of the information is there. So I hope this helps clear up some of the misinformation and false information out there. And I hope it clears up a lot of the negativity that is being directed toward me recently. And, just realize, guys, you don't know what you don't know. And if you spend as much time saying negative things about other people that you don't know anything about as you would on your trading, you'd probably be a heck of a better trader. So, let's try and turn this back around on you and get you back into the flow of growing your equity. Okay? So, with that said, let's put that to rest now. Again, if you have any questions, just let me know. And we're going to take a break and move on. Okay, so I'm glad we got that out of the way. Now, moving forward, one of the things I want to bring up is a couple of you have made comments about me being religious in my talks here on this show. And I want to say that I wouldn't necessarily say I'm religious. I think I'm faith-filled and spiritual. I believe in God, and I don't, I don't have a problem admitting that. I have mentioned how strong of a connection to God that Mark Douglas had, and it was a joy to meet a man like that and to be able to spend my life with him and work together, because we had the same purpose, to listen to what our Heavenly Father is sharing with us when we have questions about our trading or anything else in life, and to know that he is listening and he is answering. And as I've mentioned before, we've had countless things in our lives, Mark and I, that are proof that God was there, is there, and does protect us. And that's in one of our books that we're going to be reissuing soon, Life with Grace. And these are, real stories by average people of miracles that have happened in their lives. This was not something that was very popular a number of years ago, primarily because the trading industry is still stuck on technical analysis. You know, I mean, yes, we have to have technical analysis. That's the nuts and bolts of it. But anybody can read a chart, guys. And you all know this. You don't even need a high school diploma to be able to read a chart. I mean, you know, I'm as I've mentioned before, I'm a chaplain with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, which means that I sit in on daily briefings to hear what's going on in the community. I go on call outs, which means if there's a critical event, if someone needs a chaplain, I'm on scene. And that could be any type of event, but it's always an unhappy time for most of the people there. But in between these times, I'll spend time at the station and I'll bring my computer and I'll be working on one of my books or presentation or just watching the markets. And every once in a while, a deputy will come by and he'll see the chart and, you know, they're all fascinated about, oh my gosh, you know, the chaplain trades. And so sometimes I'll pull up a chart and I'll say, hey, you know, it's real easy to read a chart. And I'll bring up a year's analysis on one market. And I'll say, what do you see? And at first they're a little hesitant. And I'm like, no, just let your mind be free. What is it you think the trend is on this year's worth of data? And they might look at it for a few minutes and say, well, I think it's kind of going down. I think that market is going down, or it's going up, or doesn't seem to be doing too much, whatever the chart was showing them. And I have to tell you, 99% of the time, they're spot on. And these are men that have never looked at a chart. These are men that don't trade. And yet they could see a trend on a chart, first time ever in their lives. And it kind of gave them a kick, you know. It's like, hey, you know, this is a whole nother slice of life that, you know, they never knew anything about. And of course, we're just doing it for fun. And I'm not saying they could go on and become a great trader just because we were having a little bit of fun looking at a chart. But my point being is that anybody can analyze a chart. That's not the hard part. The challenge is sustaining that objective perspective. And one of the ways that you can start looking into maintaining a growing equity curve is to understand that you're the only one that can create your profitable trading success. You're the only one. You're in charge of yourself. You're in charge of your feelings. You're in charge of your emotions. You're in charge of what you think, why you think it. But if you don't know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, why you're thinking it, then you're not going to make it. Now, I'm not saying you might not make a living as a trader, but you're not going to ever realize your highest trading success. Now, there's a quote by Herodotus. And, you know, he's another one of the ancient philosophers that I enjoy reading from time to time. And he wrote, the destiny of man is in his own soul. And there is nothing more true than that statement. Your destiny is already in your soul. It's already there. Remember we talked about earlier in an earlier show that being prosperous goes back to God's DNA, you know, all the way back to Adam and Eve. What did God do with Adam and Eve? He made them prosperous, didn't he? He gave them everything they ever needed, right? So if he did that for Adam and Eve, then what makes you think he's not going to do it with you? Now, I'm not going to get into any religious thing about, you know, Eve, you know, eating the apple or with the snake and getting thrown out of, you know, perfect living. But I'm not going to get into that. All I'm saying is our original DNA from God, because we are created by God, whether you choose to believe that or not, I believe it. I know it. There's definitely a big God sitting up there who is so immensely creative. It's unbelievable. And that's what trading is. Remember, it's the freest form of self-expression, because we get to express ourselves by becoming as prosperous as we desire. And that's what God wants for us. He doesn't want us to struggle and not have everything that we want. But he also gives us free will. And I think that's basically what that Bible story is about, is that Eve had free will to listen to the snake and bite into the apple. Now, I don't believe that God sent down thunderbolts and sent them out of nirvana, but you know, the point is, you know, I think Eve understood, okay, I probably shouldn't have done this. I should have just listened to the big guy upstairs instead of the snake in the tree. But, and I'm not being facetious here, and I'm not putting that message down, guys. I'm just saying that that's free will. So that's what happens when traders don't follow their rules, when they move their stops, when they're inconsistent. That's your free will kicking in. And so countless traders, when I'm working with them, they're like, oh gosh, I don't know why. Why am I keep doing this. I know I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't. And I know when I'm going to do it, and I do it anyway. And I lose money. Free will, baby. That's what it is. Now, we can extrapolate out why you're using your free will instead of sticking with a plan. That's where the personal coaching comes in. That's where it becomes person specific and not in the pirated workshops. Okay. So that's what I hope I'm making that clear now. Yes, there's a lot of great information on what's out there on the internet, but if you want specific answers to your personal trading challenges, that has to be done on a one-on-one basis. But what I'm getting at here, guys, you have your destiny already within you. It's part of who you are. And that's why so many of you say to me, I know I can do this. I know you can do it. Of course you can, because it's been ordained by God. Doesn't matter what faith you subscribe to, or if you just think there's a higher power, it doesn't matter, because it is there already. It's there already. And again, I'm going to mention the books of Catherine Ponder. You can get them on Amazon. I had the honor to work with her. I've known her for a long time. She's in her 90s now, but she's retired. But if you haven't yet, pick up a copy of her book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. It's an amazing book, and I continue to use her affirmations, and she has allowed me to share some of her materials with you guys. So that's a good place to start if you're having trouble feeling prosperous as a trader, or just in general. And Mark was pretty amazed when he read her material as well. He was very impressed with her insight. So think about that, and just know that all your answers to your questions are right there for you to hear if you allow yourself to listen to God, your higher power. It's all right there, because the destiny of man is in his own soul. Now, if Herodotus could write that thousands of years ago, it's still the same today.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, so just to make this point a little more clear about the level of our materials and whatever is out on the internet only being about 3%. Let's just take a look at someone like Tony Robbins or Wayne Dyer. Now, they've written a number of books, done, you know, several video programs. Tony Robbins has reinvented himself in terms of going into different industries his entire career. you know, first it was fireworkers, then firewalkers, sorry. And then there was something about real estate, I think. And now, you know, now he's, you know, glomming onto our industry. So, but the point is, you wouldn't just buy one of Tony Robbins' books, let's say the one about the firewalkers, and expect that to be everything you need to know about his message. Same with Wayne Dyer. Now, he was really popular on PBS for quite a few years, and he's got a couple books, and some of those are bestsellers. But that's not everything, all right? You can't, first of all, you can't put everything into one book or a set of books. And if you have a series of books, it's a genre then. It becomes a genre. Look at the series of books, Conversations with God, by Neil Donald Walsh. I don't know if any of you have gotten those. Now, I will share with you that those books were Mark Douglas's absolute favorites. He read some passages from those books every single day. Now, Mark was not raised with any type of, regular religion in his life. He was baptized, but they never went to church regularly because his family was Greek Orthodox, and the only Greek Orthodox church was, you know, too far away, you know, to get four kids ready and get in the car and drive. I think it was like 2 hours from their house. So, you know, he didn't really have a lot of instruction. Now, I was raised Catholic, but my father was not Catholic. He was a lifelong seeker, meaning he would read from anything, anyone, anywhere, at any time. He would go to a temple. He would go to Lutheran. He would go to Protestant. He even went to a Sikh temple in New York. So my father always told me, you know, all roads lead to the Father. And I do believe that. So, but for Mark, not having any structured instruction as a younger person, these books by Neil Donald Walsh really kind of filled in that gap for him. And they really are good books. And again, they are a series of books. Now, Neil actually calls them conversation, you know, book number one, book number two, book number three, because it is a sequential set of information. So keep that in mind. But just like actually with our first two books, The Disciplined Trader was very technical. Trading in a Zone became more conversational. And then The Key to Power of Profits, it's a good series. Okay. So all I'm saying is when you subscribe to anybody, just take a look at all the work they've done. And let's just say somebody is teaching a methodology. And let's say they have five books on different types of methodologies or different markets to use their methodology. So take a look at all their books and just pick the first one that jumps out at you. Okay. I mean, that's it. I mean, it's just like shopping. Okay. For women, like we could go into, you know, Nordstrom's or whatever, you know, Macy's, whatever, Neiman Marcus. And we could walk by racks and racks and racks of clothes and we'll see something on a rack and our eyes will be drawn to it. And that will be exactly what we're looking for. And it's the same with trading, guys, or for you guys that are looking for a new car. You know, you're going to have your criteria. You're going to be on the internet going through all the different cars, and there's going to be one that jumps out at you, and that's going to be your car. So it's the same thing with your trading education. There's countless providers out there, and I have to tell you guys, most of them are not really all that good, but there are, you know, some standards. I mean, of course, I know our material is good. Ours is the best of the best in trading psychology, and no one's ever going to top us, even though they keep trying. But the point is that we started it along with Van Tharp, and everybody else came after. So I know they've read our materials, and, you know, they've incorporated it into what they're doing. But what I'm getting at is you have to look at the big picture. And so you have to make a decision. I mean, look at my good friend, Larry Pesavento. I can't remember how many books he has. I don't know, 8 or 10, something like that. And you could get all of them, but not all of them might apply to your trading. Now, I have 3 of his books, and that's what applies to my trading. My other friend, Alexander Elder, he's got a bunch of books. The one I like is Come Into My Trading Room. Okay? So, I mean, that doesn't mean that the other books aren't full of great information. It just means that I don't need that other information right now. So I pick the book that I'm attracted to help me with my trading as needed. Okay. Or, you know, I mean, I've read these books years ago, but I may go back to them from time to time and see what I highlighted just to make sure I'm on track. I mean, I'm human, guys, and we are in really volatile markets right now, for lack of a better word. And it's going to be like that until everything kind of calms down. And so it's always good to reinforce good messages from wherever they come from, whether it's from God or your online advisor or, you know, your Bible or your Torah or the Quran, whatever you subscribe to, or any trading books on methodology, whatever has worked for you in the past, especially right now. You know, if you're having a little bit of challenges or you're struggling a little bit, go back to what you read previously or what you listened to previously that gave you comfort and gave you insight. Because every time I go back and reread Catherine Ponder's book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, I find new insight. And I've read that book cover to cover, I can't tell you how many times. But every time I go back, I'll say, oh my gosh, yeah, wow, that's so cool. So it happens like that with everybody because you have grown and changed exponentially. So what you read previously might have been good, but you could go back and look at that highlighted passage again and say, oh my God, now you're understanding it at a much deeper level. You see? So just keep in mind, anything that inspires you, don't tell yourself, well, I read that years ago, so I don't have to go back to that. If you say that to yourself, that is a red flag, and that absolutely means your soul is telling you, yes, you need to go back and look at that again. You got that to begin with. You read it to begin with. It gave you insight. What makes you think it doesn't have any more insight? Because you're not the same person you were when you first read that book or listened to that advisor or listened to that workshop or that radio show. You're not the same person you were before you read all that information, had all that information in your brain. And so now, because you're a different person, you're going to find different insight, maybe in some of the same material you already have. And I bring this up because so many of you keep searching and searching and searching because you don't have answers. And the answers, a lot of times, are right there in front of you. I can't tell you how many times traders that I'm working with will call me up and they'll have a challenge. And I'll say, well, let's go to page such and such in the Disciplined Trader. And I'll read a passage from the book. And I'll say, well, yeah, I read that 10 years ago. Okay, well, let's kind of revisit that for a moment. And I go back and they're like, wow, I don't remember reading that. I'm like, I know, because you weren't ready back then for the deeper message. And that's just the way our minds work, guys. So there's nothing negative here. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way our minds are wired. You know, as they say, there's a student for every teacher and vice versa. And when you're ready to receive certain levels of information, certain degrees of insight, then you'll be able to do it. And it may be from the same source that you already thought you knew inside and out, or it could be from a new source. But what I'm suggesting is revisit materials you already have first, because I can guarantee you those are the ones that are going to be more truthful to you and more applicable to where you need to go forward. That's just the way it works, guys. So just, you know, keep in mind that the answers are already there. You just need to accept that they are. And here's why, because when you live in reaction, like you're just reacting to the markets, you give your power away. And when you give your power away from yourself, that's self-betrayal. And when you betray yourself, and we all know what it feels like to be betrayed because we've all been betrayed in our lives. And this is why traders don't take responsibility for their actions, because they don't want to visit. They think they have to visit all the times they were betrayed. And that's not the case at all. You just have to be aware of when you trade in reaction instead of right action, you give your power away. And that's when you get sloppy. And that's when you have boom and bust cycles. And then you begin to experience how you gave your power away by drawdowns. So everything that I teach is trying to help you understand how not to trade by reacting, but by trading with right action. And when I say right, I mean appropriate. Sorry, I should say that. Appropriate. Appropriate and objective action. And we're gonna get into this a little further in the next segment. But just think about how many times you've traded by reacting instead of appropriate action. Make a list. And then just tell yourself you're gonna do better. Not that you were wrong, just you were in that moment, you reacted. Make that list and make a vow to yourself you're going to do better. We'll be right back. Okay. So another good example of living in reaction is... And I know I've used this example before, but based on your emails, I guess I'm not really clear about it to you guys. So first of all, I bring up the example in the movie Braveheart with Mel Gibson. Yes, it is a Hollywood version of events, and it's not historically accurate, except for the ending where, you know, Wallace is imprisoned and drawn and quartered, and also that Robert the Bruce does eventually win Scotland's freedom from England. But if you take a look at that movie, almost every part of it is, you know, the Scottish warriors living in reaction. I mean, you know, that's the way it was back then, we can say. However, we can make the same analogy that we go into battle every day in the markets, do we not? We don't know what's going to happen in the markets. And I've touched on this before, guys. And we need to have our armor ready. We need to have our armor on. None of those Scottish warriors, and I'm just using this one movie as an example. I mean, we could do countless John Wayne movies and war movies, you know, also, but I'm using this movie as an example. None of those warriors went into battle having a dull sword or without a shield or any talisman hanging around their neck or the war paint. Look at the Native Americans. They didn't have any shields. You know, they had bow and arrows, but they got in their full warrior armor, symbolic headdresses and war paint and symbolic clothing. So we can look at all these types of warriors and say, okay, they have armor on. They're prepared to go to battle. Now, you could talk to any veteran who's been in battle. And I mean, I know I asked my father and my father-in-law and even my brother who was in Vietnam, but And I said, well, you must have been really brave. And not one of them said, oh, I wasn't brave. I was scared to death. So a lot of warriors who came through battles were scared. But they had armor on. There was a level of protection that symbolically, emotionally, and spiritually, and mentally gave them an edge. Okay? And how many of you out there have contacted me to create an edge? Because you don't know what an edge is. What is an edge? An edge is your armor. So maybe revisit some of these war movies. And, you know, even just mute the sound, but just watch the actions of these warriors from hundreds of years ago all the way up until today with all the new technology. Just watch some of the, you know, live police shows, you know, live PD or body cam. You know, look, they're wearing armor, right? Because they're going into battle every single day. Now, it may be a physical battle, but it's still a mental battle because they still have to, even though they're physically putting on their armor, mentally they have to be armored for anything that might happen. And it's the same with us traders. We have to be mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually armed before we put on one trade each morning. Or evening, depending on what you're trading. We can't live in reaction. We can't make money reacting to market movement. When we react to market movement, we're toast and we lose. And you guys know this. We talk about it all the time in you know, private coaching and in the one-on-one workshops. You're like, oh my gosh, I keep doing it. Yeah, because you don't have your armor on. Now, it could be a spiritual armor. I'll tell you guys, I have known floor traders, countless floor traders, who kept a rosary in their pocket. A rosary. That was their armor before they stepped into the trading pit every morning. That's right. And one of the... oh gosh, what was her name? She's a famous Hollywood actress. I just lost her name, but I'll think of it and I'll tell you next week. But she went to church every morning and prayed for 1 hour before she went on the set. She's from the 40s, an older woman. And she had a wonderful career. And she said it was all because she prayed every morning to God to give her the insight on how to play the roles and choose the best parts. So that was her armor. Because we all know Hollywood's pretty cutthroat. The markets are no different. Of course, but the market doesn't care about you. Okay, there's just millions and millions and millions of traders who have a different opinion. Or even the same opinion, but a different perspective. So if you want to get the edge on other traders, then you better armor up. But only you can choose what that armor is. Now, I can give you suggestions. You could have something on your desk that reminds you of prosperity. You could wear a certain outfit, which is what we all did in the trading pit. Everybody had, there was a dress code. You know, you couldn't come in jeans and flip-flops. You dressed for success. That has not changed, guys. So if you roll out of bed and you're sitting there in your sweatpants and a t-shirt and haven't even run a comb through your hair, do you think that's going to work? Trading is a business. And the only reason you're in it is to make money for yourself. And you need to treat it like a business. It doesn't matter if you're working from home or you're at an office. You have to treat it like a business. Mark Douglas got up, took a shower, made his coffee, had his toast or half a bagel, did his meditation, wrote in his journal, all of that before he even turned on his computer. And that's the same thing I do. That's my armor. That's my armor. I have 2 cups of tea, made a certain way, certain type, English breakfast. It's not decaffeinated because I need to wake up. I have to have that before I even turn on my computer and shower, meditate, write in my journal. Same thing. It's a regimen. That's my armor. And it can be as simple as that, guys. But if that isn't working, then you can contact me and we'll go over some other suggestions. So just remember, all of those, every warrior or every soldier in any movie you ever see has armor, internally as well as externally. And that's the way you need to trade the markets. That's your edge, having armor. So, signing off for this week, this is Paula T. Webb, paulatwebb.com, 760-636-4290, and have a fabulous trading week.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatwebb.com.